Today on Press TV, police have clashed with anti-government protesters in the Egyptian capital Cairo. At least one person has been killed outside the presidential palace. Dozens more have been injured in similar anti-government rallies across the country. The protesters say they want the resignation of President Morsi. Syria's foreign-backed opposition has stopped short of supporting military action against Israel for its recent violation of Syrian airspace. The opposition says it will only use diplomatic and political means to halt Tel Aviv's military aggressions against Damascus. The comments follow Israel's deadly airstrike on a research facility near Damascus. Hillary Clinton has formally stepped down as the U.S. Secretary of State. In her farewell address to State Department staff, she said Washington had used all its might to make sure that American values were respected. Clinton took office in January 2009, becoming the 67th U.S. Secretary of State. At least two people have been killed in an explosion outside the U.S. Embassy in the Turkish capital Ankara. One of the victims is said to be a Turkish security guard. Several others have also been injured. The blast took place in a neighborhood where many foreign embassies are located. Bahrainis hold fresh rallies, renewing their calls for the downfall of the Al Khalifa rulers. The protesters are also demanding the release of political prisoners held as part of the government's crackdown on dissent. Scores have been killed since the popular uprising erupted 2 years ago. At least two people have been killed in Lebanon in clashes with anti-Syria insurgents. The fighting broke out in the Bekaa Valley. Army units entered the area to arrest a member of an extremist group known as the Al-Nusra Front. The victims include a general and a soldier. In Pakistan, 24 people have been killed in an explosion outside a Shia mosque in the northwestern province of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. The blast occurred as worshippers were leaving the mosque after Friday prayers. Dozens of others have been wounded. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. At fresh anti-government rallies in Iraq, protesters have turned out in several cities demanding the release of prisoners who they say are being wrongfully held. They also call for an end to anti-terrorism and de-ba'athification laws. Iraq has been rocked by pro- and anti-government rallies over the past 2 months. Those latest here on Press TV.